The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, January 11, 2024. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel rejected the recent acts of violence in Ecuador. The president expressed solidarity with the Ecuadorian government and with the families affected by the events that have caused victims and destabilization of the institutions. Through the same social network, Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, showed his support for Ecuadorian peace and his solidarity with the government and people in the face of growing violence in the country. Noboa, who became president in November 2023, ordered the direct intervention of the armed forces, who began patrolling the streets. Ecuador ended 2023 as the most violent country in Latin America. The Martí Association of Cuban Residents in Panama called the 12th meeting of that group to be held on February 4 in Panama City. The president of the organization, Humberto Pérez, explained that the event is a call to strengthen unity and participation in Cuba's economic development, as well as the ties of brotherhood between members of the diaspora and their families. According to Pérez, the defense of national culture and its traditions, it will also be a space for reflection on the activities developed since the 11th meeting in 2022, especially the initiatives to condemn the United States blockade of the Caribbean country. Cuba advocates the strengthening of ties with nationals residing in other countries in terms of defense of its sovereignty and promotes policies that stimulate greater participation for these in the processes of the culture and socioeconomic development that take place in most of the Antillean countries. The prestigious U.S. media outlet National Geographic, in its official website, designated Cuba as the first cultural destination to visit this year in the American continent. The cover of the publication is an image of one of Havana's traditional sidewalks crowned by a flower seller, accompanied by a caption that highlights this capital as a melting pot of cultures with varied African, Caribbean, and Spanish influences. It explains that in this region, travelers can explore the colorful colonial-era streets of Havana in Cuba, trace the roots of American music along the Mississippi River, or travel by rail through the Sacred Valley of the Incas in Peru. Cubanese thank the donations from China destined for improvement in the furniture of education, public health facilities, as well as the deployment of digital terrestrial television. At the headquarters of the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Investment, the Chinese ambassador to Cuba, Ma Hui, and the Vice Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment, Deborah Rivas, signed the exchange of notes of the Digital Television Phase 4 project and the minutes and the reception of the project documents that support the arrival to the national territory of both solidarity charges. Regarding the project on the digital terrestrial television that began in 2013, he explained that China has collaborated since that moment and actively participates in the implementation of the television standard of the Asian television in the Caribbean territory. The Chinese ambassador added that in addition to improving the quality of transmission, China is an important ally in the digitalization of society in Cuba. And in the international agenda, we have that The government of Colombia supported South Africa's initiative, which filed a lawsuit against Israel at the International Court of Justice in The Hague for the abuses committed during the month and until today against Palestine. In a dispatch issued by the Colombian Foreign Ministry, it was made clear that the South American country joins the denunciation against the Israeli state for violation of the provisions of the four. In a dispatch issued by the Colombian Foreign Ministry, it was made clear that the South American country joins the denunciation against the Israeli state for violation of the provisions of the 1948 Convention Against Genocide. As President Gustavo Petro has stated, from the very beginning of the bloody phase of the conflict in Palestine, it is very clear that the actions and measures adopted by the government of Israel constitute acts of genocide, the communication pointed out. Meanwhile, a rain shortage during 2023 affected important sectors of the economy of the El Salvador. Reports of the Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources indicated the reduction of up to 145 millimeters of rainfall, less than the annual average, which is equivalent to 7.6%, not only damaged agriculture and basin grains, but also sectors such as the livestock. Since the beginning of 2023, the Environment Ministry warned about the phenomenon transition from La Niña to El Niño, and with it, the decrease in rainfall over the national territory. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.